it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. The water's warm and there's a swim-up bar. Glass of Perspective, anyone? Now, here's Ashley.
Hey, welcome back to Perspectives, live with Ashley Burgess here at 570 KLIF and also on your iHeartRadio. So, you know, things are really looking up. You know, I think if you take anything out of this show tonight, period, if you take anything out of it, it's that you got to make a change and you're going to be able to make that change. You're going to be able to actually, after listening tonight, you're going to actually be able to start making changes and to start standing up to situations in your life. I swear that. I swear it to you because I know you can do it. And I follow these same things that I came up with and they work. And, you know, so tonight, let's start off with the first thing we talked about last week, you know, was the concept of happiness, you know, and are you happy? You have to ask yourself, are you happy? And I think we discussed that, you know, ask yourself, are you happy? You know what? You know you are, you know you're not, right? You know you are, you know you're not. Either you're tossing and turning in bed, freaking out about the stressful life you have and how upset you are and all that great stuff. But however, the whole point is that it's not all about that. You know, it's all about the concept of being happy, finding that reason in life and that purpose. You know, the second thing we talked about was, are you constantly discussing with your friends or anyone who will listen for that matter about the situation in your life that is bothering you? And it's really cool because coming up this week, we have a new segment of the Perspectives TV, which will be discussing exactly this. And it'll be showing it and expressing it in less than 90 seconds of how funny it can become when we decide that we're unhappy, we need to make a change, we're not going to make that change, but we're going to tell every single person we know how unhappy we are and what they think we should do about it. You know, like, it's a good example when you have someone that has a bad situation at work. Like a boss that has a situation, and you have the situation with this boss, and you constantly go to work, and you constantly hate on it, and even at the lunch breaks, what have you, talk about it with your coworkers, your friends. You go home, you talk about it with your spouse, or your boyfriend, or your girlfriend, or your roommate, or whoever, and you know, when they stop coming around, or they don't want to talk to you, you start getting on the phone, calling people. I mean, heck, you could even get the FedEx guy to stop and talk to him and tell him how your life's going. I mean, because when it gets to that point, you got to make a change. Like, it's not benefiting anybody. And you're not going to be gaining and influencing friends and people if you continue to do this. Because people don't want to hear, hash and rehash over and over again, the essential problem that you've had this whole time. Because eventually people get resentful. Like, why haven't you followed anybody's advice? Why haven't you stepped up to the plate and gone to HR, done what you need to do? Or, you know, take the bull by the horns and go look for a new job. Or, you know, talk to her and tell her how you feel. I mean, all those things are a viable option, of which most of the time, we've done none of them. We've done none of them except for, you know, kind of sulk and also get angry with ourselves because we feel like there's nothing. Like, there's just darkness. That you can't see the forest through the trees. Because you feel almost powerless to the situation. Like, there's no way I'm going to be able to change the situation I'm in. There's no way I'm ever going to get through it. And that's the deal. You know, so the next thing we also discussed was the third one, is that you know what needs to change. Like, when you figure out and you know what needs to change, you need to write what needs to change out. You need to write it out and what you're going to do to change the situation. Okay? If you hate your job and you're going nowhere, you have to get off your butt. You got to quit with the complacency and begin looking for a better, happier, healthier job situation. You know, getting past being complacent is a difficult concept for a lot of people. I get it. You know, we're so scared of change and to know what we have going on right now and all this stuff that we panic at the possibility of change and what that change can bring. So even though we're really not happy, you know, like, you could be sitting in a chair made out of nails and it can be very painful. But it's a chair. And you know that you got this chair. You know what to expect from that chair. You know that it's going to be painful. And every time I sit in it, it's going to draw blood and it's going to be painful. Every time I'm going to just get angry that I have to sit in this chair. I don't want to stand, so I got to sit in this chair. And it's like when you finally make that change, it might feel uncomfortable. You might not know where you're going to be sitting. You don't know. But it sure feels a lot better than staying in the situation you're in, you know? I mean, don't you think? I mean, I think it's like, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, well, I mean, yeah, it just makes a lot of sense, so...
I mean, so like, you know, when we were all in bad situations, like you talked about last week about the concept of, you know, taking a new job and doing all this stuff. And so right. It's very uncomfortable in the process, right? But it ended up working out and it was obviously the right viable thing to do.
Right.
But at the time, it wasn't very comfortable at all, right?
Oh, no. I mean, you know, I moved from a small town, okay? And, you know, we're all my friends, all my family. And yeah, you know, I faced a decision to move to a really big city where I didn't know a soul in the world, and you know, it was scary. And I could have very easily have just said, you know, I mean, maybe I'll just you know, put up with what I have. And to be honest with you, Ashley, I think if I was maybe 10 years younger, 10 or 15 years younger, that's probably what I would have done.
Really?
So you know, I mean, you know, what can I say? You know, maybe I just needed some life experience and some maturity to at least be comfortable enough to take that step.
I got you. I got that. And that's courageous to say. You know, I think a lot of us go through this complacency thing, especially in our career and in our relationships and with our family even. Even our family could get on your everlasting nerve, but instead of saying how you feel and being honest, you just stay complacent. And you know what that happens? I remember there was a Seinfeld episode one time, and it was all about serenity now. Serenity now, crazy later. So you can sit there and go, serenity now, serenity now, serenity now. This person is bugging me to an extreme situation, but I don't have the guts to make the change. And that's so key. And it's like, so we talked about that last night, but let's jump up to a new tip. This is number 4. You know, are you leaving change up to other people in your life? Are you allowing others to push their choices and their decisions upon you, no matter your feelings, your beliefs, or your desires? Think about that really clearly. Are you allowing other people to determine your life for you, bypassing everything you feel? Because it's a biggie, because lots of times instead of making those waves, you know, and maybe we feel like we might make an enemy or two, we don't want to hurt other people's feelings, we allow others to tell us what we're going to do in our life. Really? I mean, that only causes that internal war with ourselves. You know, you're no longer fighting the situation, you know, just on yourself. You know, you're fighting also a mental war. Because like I talked about the street fight earlier, it's not just about that other situation, whether it's your job you're fighting or the relationship or whatever. It's about you, not only mentally, but also physically. And that becomes a problem because a lot of times when you're trying to fight that way, it really messes up your head. I mean, we've all tried to make changes, but when we allow our minds to kind of go swimming around and go into all kinds of different thoughts and we kind of like, oh my gosh, what if this happens? What if this person gets angry at me? What if I really don't know what I want? And sometimes people can sit there and say, no, you really don't want that, you know? Well, let me clarify that for you. No, let me explain to you what you really want. No, let me explain, because I don't think you understand. I think at that point, that needs to be the red flag. I mean, the red flag. I mean, run, because if they're making decisions for you, then you got a problem all the way around, because it's not going to be your happiness or your unhappiness. See, that's what's so funny about it, is they could try to make a decision for you, but when you become even more unhappier, which you will, I mean, that's just a given. You become more unhappier, guess what? They're nowhere to be really found to argue with, as well as they don't really care. They don't really remember what they told you. It wasn't that important to them. It's only your life, not theirs. And that is really, really important, because I know a lot of people that make decisions based on other people, what they think they want or what the other person says or suggests that they should have. So really think about that. And that's clear in work. That's clear in marriage. That's clear in any sort of relationship, in almost every facet of life. I mean, you could just be going up to get a sandwich and someone tells you, no, I think this sandwich is better. You should get this sandwich. And you go get that sandwich and it makes you sick. Or you don't like the sandwich, or you're allergic to it. You got to make your own decisions for you. I mean, you have to be rational about the decisions. You just don't go out there willy-nilly making decisions all over the place for whatever. You have to be smart and intelligent about it, make the right decisions for you, but don't listen to everybody, what they have to say. I mean, do you go on Facebook and say, hey, should I stay in this marriage, yes or no? No. You don't blanketly give people options to make decisions on your life like that. Then why do you do it all the time about everything else, especially with people around you? You really got to start getting that power back. And that's what we're talking about tonight, is taking that power back. You know, number five, you can still stand up for yourself. You know, even if you've allowed others to make changes for you, you can still stand up for yourself and make what's right, right. We're going to talk about that later on here after our Perspectives Pulse, and also when Dr. A is joining us on the Dr. A segment on what to do this summer since it's getting so warm and we need to make some changes in order to make sure we have good skin, we don't get cancer, and we don't look like a catcher's mitt. So we'll talk about that later on as well. And then after that, we'll be talking more about the next three tips and keys on how to really make that change no matter what it is. And as I tell you, even if you've followed someone else's ideas that haven't worked to your advantage, after this hour, you're going to know how to really take that back, take your power back, and regain it all, and come out on top. So stay tuned, keep it on 570 KLIF, or keep it on iHeartRadio, and we'll be back in two shakes.
150 miles per gallon. Feeling the wind in your hair. Smelling the roses at 30 miles per hour. Never worrying about parking. Lightweight, sturdy, and the feeling of freedom at your hands. Bringing the past into the future. Jake's Custom Motorbikes is now offering custom, unique, and affordable alternative transportation, like the Harleys and Indians of yesteryear. Brand new lightweight motorized bikes for under $3,000, starting at $750. TheJakeBike.com offers made for you custom motorized bicycles, the newest craze in alternative, fuel efficient transportation with style. Check out TheJakeBike.com to order yours today. That's TheJakeBike.com. Mention KLIF for a 10% discount on your custom motorized bike. Jake's Custom Motorbikes. TheJakeBike.com.